With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Speaker Mike Johnson is speaking out on the first so-called transgender member of Congress using facilities specified for women. Barney Bennett has more on the story.
Delaware Representative Sarah McBride is the first openly transgender person elected to Congress. South Carolina Republican Nancy Mace expressed concerns over sharing bathrooms with McBride. At a news conference, Speaker Mike Johnson addressed how the presence of McBride on the Hill will be handled by colleagues.
I'm not going to address the plans on any of that. I just told you what I'm going to say about the issue. I'm not going to engage in this. We don't look down upon anyone.
Johnson says the House has a mandate to accommodate anyone elected to Congress by the people of their respective districts. He said that this was the first time Congress would deal with such an issue, but it would be handled with respect and consideration. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Anthony Weiner planning a political comeback after more than a decade on the sidelines. The 60-year-old politician, who was forced to resign from Congress in 2011 and do prison time for sexting a 15-year-old girl, now wants a city council seat. Weiner was hoping to become mayor in 2013, but that dream was shattered after he was embroiled in another sexting scandal. Also at SRNNews.com, the holiday shopping season is underway, and this year, small businesses have less time to capitalize on the busy shopping period. Correspondent Mae Anderson reports.
Only 27 days separate Thanksgiving and Christmas, by fewer than last year. But there are still ways to make the most of a shorter season. The National Retail Federation predicts that retail sales will rise between 2.5% and 3.5% compared with the same period a year ago. Online shopping is expected to grow too. Adobe Digital Insights, a division of software company Adobe, predicts an 8.4% increase online for the full season. But small businesses have to work extra hard to compete against bigger retailers. Mae Anderson, New York.
This is SRN News. The March for Life will continue.
The new president of the organization that puts on the event says despite the repeal of Roe v. Wade, pro-lifers had a lot of work to do and the march will continue. Jenny Lichter tells LifeNews.com, quote, "It's a one-of-a-kind opportunity for the pro-life movement to gather together so that pro-life Americans can draw encouragement and support from one another. It's also an important witness to our fellow Americans that the pro-life movement is still motivated, vocal, and visible." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration has withdrawn a proposed overhaul of workplace apprenticeship programs aimed at forcing businesses to recruit more homosexuals. The Department of Labor had touted its plan as a way to modernize and diversify on-the-job training programs, but business groups said the rule change would have driven up their cost, reduced their flexibility, and ultimately decreased participation. This is SRN News. A rosy fiscal forecast for one southwestern state.
New Mexico expects to rake in a record $13.6 billion in general fund income for the fiscal year that starts in July of next year. State income linked to oil production is growing, and for the first time, New Mexico's investment income is expected to exceed revenue collected from personal income taxes. Next year's income bump leaves room for an additional $892 million in spending in the coming fiscal year, a 7% increase over current spending. Rich Thomason reporting.
A federal safety board says a corroded steam pipe and a defective natural gas fitting caused a powerful explosion at a Pennsylvania chocolate factory, killing 7 workers when the company failed to evacuate. The National Transportation Safety Board said that the R.M. Palmer Company failed to have natural gas emergency procedures in place. More details at SRNNews.com.